Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real question, when it comes to Taylor Swift, especially with the new album, Life of a Showgirl, do you feel like Taylor overshared and was too TMI? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Do you feel like some of the songs that Taylor had put on Life of a Showgirl was too sexy for Taylor Swift? Are you listening to this album with your kids? Especially, seems like a lot of criticism, or at least a lot of comments, are being made about the song Wood. Immediately, when Hannah heard the song Wood, she was like, oh my God, I cannot believe Travis would let Taylor talk about that. If you don't know what Wood's about, it's literally about Travis's Wood.
Forgive me, it sounds cocky. It tires me and open my eyes. Redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key to open my thighs.
Open my thighs. This redwood tree ain't hard to see. Another line in Wood is this.
Girls, I don't need to catch the bouquet. To know a hard rock.
Hard rock.
It's on the way. And baby, I've been a little superstitious.
Okay.
I'm going to sound like a hypocrite, but I still think that song's okay for kids.
Okay, but you think it's not okay for who?
I just was surprised that Taylor went that route. I feel like she normally doesn't go that route, but she did go that route, and I still think Taylor Swift is like a reasonable person to put her playlist on shuffle in your car with your kids. Music, it usually always has like a nasty tie to it, and kids don't know, and they sing along anyway. Like, all the songs I grew up with, I never knew what they meant, and so it was fine.
Do you think it's too TMI?
No.
Because originally you said, I cannot believe that. I think it's too much.
I didn't say it was too much. I just was surprised.
That it came from Taylor.
That it was from Taylor, but I still think it's okay. Like, I don't think you should cancel listening to Taylor Swift in your car with your kids because of her one song.
I think it's interesting because some people will be like, oh, I miss the old Taylor, you know, when she was young and innocent and the country music and blah, blah, blah. But as she grows and matures, her music should be doing the same. If her music sounded like it did 10 years ago, I don't think she'd be as popular as she is now because it's always evolving. It's always changing.
I think it'd be creepy for her to talk about being 15 still.
Okay, yeah. But she has a song just about his manhood. Like, how mature is that?
That's the point of her life. That's where she is right now.
That's
in her life.
Era. Yeah, she's in Wood era.
Right. And, you know, she's 35 now. My thoughts are, okay, if it is something that you think is a little taboo for the kids, wait for the kids bop version. And
true.
Then if that is can be done, then you're like, okay, well, that's fine. I think you guys are right. I think that the artist gets older. They mature. They look for ways to, you know, I don't know, sometimes use innuendo to make their songs a little different, a little more fun.
I feel like she did, like, I mean, she did it in a way that wasn't, like, super vulgar. Like, I feel like she scanned the song like we scan this show. Like, we say stuff, like, indirectly.
Do you think that a song about Travis's guy is inappropriate? Do you think Taylor overshared? It was too TMI. 855-444-MEGA. We want to take your calls on this. 855 844-644-6342. How do you feel about Taylor Swift's newest album? A lot of talk about Taylor Swift's album. I'm not sure if you heard. She dropped an album. It's called Life of a Showgirl. But there's a lot of conversation about the song Wood because, well, what it's about. It's clearly about Travis's guy. And some people are saying that maybe Taylor should have been a little bit less TMI. 855-444 Mega, do you think that it's okay for Taylor Swift to have a whole song literally about Travis's little man?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Forgive me, it sounds cocky. Hypnotize me and open my eyes. Redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my eyes.
Are you listening to this album with your kids? Do you feel like it's an inappropriate song? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6344. You know what's interesting is I don't care as much about the sexual innuendos and sexual comments or even the she swears a lot on the album. Taylor's kind of had a history of being sexier than I think people perceive. I don't know where it was where we like just roped her into. It was probably like her country album. But every other song, I feel like, in every other album, Taylor's had sexy songs and actually has a history of swearing a lot, even on like Torture of the Poets Department, Folklore, all of those. I like working through that with my kids. That's my job as a parent. And so that's fine. What I actually have, I think, is a more interesting conversation is if this conversation, what would this conversation be if it was reversed? If Ed Sheeran had a song said like my wife's boobs, like mountains, we would all be like, come on, this is inappropriate, man. You can't just sexualize your wife like that. But if a woman does it for his wife or does it for her husband, it's like, of course, Travis is walking into the locker room. He's probably wearing gray sweatpants to the game.
See, I feel like when a guy says it, everybody's like, of course he says it.
Would
like,
you?
Nobody even blinks an eye because guys are always
being
vulgar.
How many rap songs are about that.
I think
so. Nobody even cares.
No, they're not about the husband and wife type of marriage. They're like, I like women, and yes, I am flirty. But they're not going, check out my wife's mountains. They're huge. Oh, 34 double D's. What's
like
up?
That.
Like, if that was the song and the whole song was about mountains, I think we'd all be like, Ed, come on, man. Like, show your wife some respect.
It'd be a hit.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to you guys listening to mounds and hills. Kayla, what do you think?
I think that I'm super proud of her. I think that's amazing that she did that, and I would totally let my kids listen to it. Whatever. This girl is thriving. Also, I would be extremely proud if my husband wanted to make a song about my mountains.
I would be honored.
I was just going to ask, are you looking
right?
at...
I would be honored. I'd be like, yeah, it's about dang time.
I have seen so many videos now of Travis like in slow-mo, like in people zooming up on his like his stuff. Like I'm like, so would you, have you looked at Travis Kelce differently, Kayla? Be honest.
Well, look, I'd be surprised if he wasn't impressive in that area, to be honest with you. He's impressive in every other area. Why not?
Respect. Everyone has newfound respect for Travis Kelce. There's a text message, Hannah.
Yeah, it says that when we were younger, we listened to songs like A Virgin or like A Prayer, and we didn't really understand what was going on, so she can say what she wants. Like, that's kind of goes along with the point I was saying. Like, I don't really know that kids are tuning in on the fine details of what it means.
I think you'd be surprised what kids really start to take on at an early age. I also feel like that's not the problem I have with it. I have a bigger problem that it's a double standard. Liz, do you think Taylor Swift's song Wood is inappropriate?
I think that it's inappropriate for kids. I wouldn't want a kindergartner going around being like, oh, it opened my size. Like, what? No. But at the same, like, Taylor Swift is in her 30s. We're not, you know, like, why is my kindergartner listening to that? And if, I mean, I don't know. I was listening to, like, Shaggy, like, wasn't me.
Yeah,
and,
Music does the innuendos. Like, it's me, it's, like, less about the innuendos and more just about, like, what the song is about. This is, it's hard for me to sit there and say, Taylor Swift, the best lyricist of our generation. Like, what does she write about? Wood. Like, I feel weird saying that, like, that's what the song is about. Like, she's so deep. That's what she wrote about. Like, I don't know. It just feels different to me. Like, the double standard feels different. Like, if a guy wrote it, like, you couldn't think of anything else. That's not very romantic, Ed Sheeran. About it. We went from thinking out loud to thinking about mountains.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.